terms of respiration, the first thing we're going to talk about is the actual process of breathing in and breathing out. And in order to do that, we need to understand a little bit about the lungs and the cavity in which they sit. So obviously they sit in the thoracic cavity. And the thing to remember is they are surrounded by the pleural cavity. And there'll be pressures both inside the lungs, which we call the intrapulmonary pressure. And there will be a surrounding pressure in the pleural cavity, which we usually call the intrapleural pressure. And then, of course, there'll be atmospheric pressure in the surrounding atmosphere. So the atmospheric pressure is normally 760 millimeters of mercury. And you have to start off by sort of imagining you're neither breathing in nor breathing out. So you're just between inspiration and expiration. At that point in time, the pressure inside the lungs, the intrapulmonary pressure, will be the same as atmospheric. And usually we talk about, you know, we give pressures in comparison. So if they're both the same, we'd say the difference between them is zero inside the lungs. At the same moment in time, the pressure in the intrapleural cavity or intrapleural space is a little bit less than atmospheric. It's about 756 millimeters of mercury. So again, comparing it to atmospheric, it's less. So we say it's minus 4. So you're neither breathing in nor breathing out. So now what you want to do is you want to breathe in. You want air to move into your lungs. And in order to do that, you've got to create a pressure difference, because right now, intrapulmonary pressure is 760, and so is atmospheric. So how are we going to do that? Well, the first thing you do is you contract various muscles. So you're going to contract your diaphragm, which will move the diaphragm down, and you're going to contract your muscles between your ribs, your intercostal muscles, and that will move the ribs up and out. So the first thing that happens when you do that is you have got a slightly larger intrapleural cavity, and therefore the pressure inside there goes down because it's a trapped volume of air inside there. So if it was 756, it might go down to just a little bit less than that. So you've got a slightly more negative pressure inside the intrapleural cavity. And so that's now exerting less pressure onto the lungs. So if you had 756 previously, and now say you've got 754, that's a little bit less pressure pushing on the lungs. And so what that does, it allows the lungs to very slightly expand. And when they expand, that's enough to decrease the pressure inside there. It might only go down by 1 millimeter. So if it was 760, it might go down to 759. So now you've got 760 outside, and you've got 759 inside, and so the pressure will go from high to low, and the air and the gases will flow into the lungs down its pressure gradient, okay, until they're both the same. Now, if you want to breathe out, you basically go through the reverse process. So now you can just relax the inspiratory muscles, that's the diaphragm and the external intercostals, and as you relax the diaphragm, it pushes up on the lungs, and the ribs move inwards, and both those things together are going to push in on the intrapleural cavity, and they're going to put the pressure in the intrapleural cavity up slightly. So now what you've got is you've got slightly more pressure pushing in on the lungs, and now the lungs will be squashed, they will decrease in size somewhat, the intrapulmonary pressure inside will rise, so maybe now it's 761, and this is enough of a difference to cause the air inside your lungs to flow out, because you've got 760 outside and 761 inside, and so you breathe out. And then that's just a resting state of respiration. You just have to remember that if you want to exercise, you have to do all those things in excess. So you've got to use more muscles so that you make your intrapleural cavity even larger and the pressure even less. And when you expire, you've got to push more on the intrapleural space so it pushes more on the lungs.